Dog Days listener. This is Chuck Tomasi, and I am here once again with the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is the 12th of August. It's the 12th day of Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And if you enjoyed last night's show with Craig Stepp, you'll enjoy this one even more because I've got Craig Stepp and...
Who? I don't know. He just stopped.
It's a podcast with the number 4, all one word.
Chuck's lagging again.
It does sound funny because I listen to most of my podcasts at double speed. So when I hear that music going, da-da-da-da-dun, I'm like, speed it up there.
Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind when I was here going, this is not as fast as it usually is. What happened?
when Chuck meets other podcasters, hurry up, speak up, quick.
We were doing a planning meeting for Dragon Con because we are doing a couple of shows there. We still haven't seen the final schedule, but we're hopefully going to be doing our Trek show and our combined, what is this, about the 6th, 7th year we've done combined Comedy Forecast and Technorama?
That or 40, I forget which.
It feels like it. Well, we have at least, we've got almost 45 years of combined podcasts between us, so not too bad. So we happen to be on the line, and I said, you guys want to join me for another podcast?
Why not? Because it's... What we do.
What's one more?
It's in our DNA. And this doesn't count for either of yours tonight.
So. Yeah, well, mine already went out. So
I was about to post mine, and then my Skype started ringing. I was like, okay.
Your mega feed pod Dog Days isn't posted yet?
Oh, no. I decided to make a slight change to it. You'll hear it when I...
promises last night, and we...
No, it's all together. No, I got all three... I had 3 episodes, Clinton. And
3? You're about 5 days behind.
I'm not. Am I? No way.
I had 3 episodes. Come on. When's the last time you posted? It's the Dog Days of Shame is what it is now.
I guess so.
Yeah. I think you guys can tell that it's always like this. You know, it's like it doesn't matter which show. The format is the same as far as the 3 of us go. So.
Yeah. Anyway, I was supposed to auto post some over the weekend while I was off with Kim, and they just didn't go. I don't know why. I thought the cron job would have kicked it off. Anyway.
Clinton, made me think we should start something like an obituaries podcast.
Obituary?
And the format's always the same. We just banter between each other, make bad jokes. It's like, how low could we take this and still get away with it?
There's always a listener someplace.
Well, luckily, the FCC doesn't have any jurisdiction over this.
Yes.
Okay. So it is vinyl. We are digitizing vinyl on this show. So the vinyl of the day, what would that be in French? Record du jour?
Vinyl du jour.
Le vinyl du jour.
It's like the soup of the day.
I learned my French from Pepe Le Pew, so.
Well, you're well-educated, my friend. We have a double album this time. This is The Beatles, 1962 to 66. And we were discussing before the recording went on is where's the other half? There was another one, 67 to 70 or something like that, 66 to 70, which would have
their red later and a blue stuff. One.
There's a red one and a blue one. This is the red one. And on the front, of course, is the 4 of them looking down from a balcony in a what looks like an office building of sorts.
I know where it's at.
You do?
I do. It's the EMI House balcony. It's located in 20 Manchester Square, London.
Why would it be in the EMI?
You just happen to know that offhand, do you?
Yeah. I'm a huge Beatles fan.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a font of Beatles knowledge.
Well, it's because they recorded this at EMI, even though it's on Capitol Records. So that would make sense.
And the other day was the anniversary of them taking that... the Abbey Road cover, and I posted my picture of myself and my son Nathan crossing Abbey Road.
I need to get there.
It was interesting because I have 3 shots that our friend Diane took of us crossing, and all 3, I'm surprised they're not a blur, because Nathan, rightly so, as we're walking across the crosswalk, is saying, come on, Dad, we got to go. You can't stand in the middle of the road.
It's true.
And it's like, well, what do you say? You can't say, no, this is different. So all our shots are action shots.
You're running across the street. That's
cool. This is the older stuff. And there's a reason I like this album in particular is because Donna's and my first date, April 8th, 1987, we went to see a Beatles tribute band called 1964 is the Beatles. So a lot of these older ones, they did some more modern stuff too, but they very good at the Hedgecock Fieldhouse, which is now like the Hedgecock Administrative Building on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Many memories in these songs, and I remember listening to them as a youth as well. So let's do the rundown. So side one, there are four sides in this thing. Side one is Love Me Do, obviously that's what you hear in the background, illegally.
La, 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 la.
Followed by Please Please Me, then From Me to You, followed by She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand, then All My Loving, and side one concludes with Can't Buy Me Love. Side two is A Hard Day's Night, followed by And I Love Her, then it goes into 8 Days a Week, I Feel Fine, Ticket to Ride. Wasn't there a Misheard Lyrics on Ticket to Ride, one of those songs?
Oh, I'm
sure.
She's
got a chicken to ride or something.
Yeah. Probably. Wait a minute, that's not it?
That might be
actually, that's a good one.
She's got a chicken tonight. Okay. And then the final track on side two is Yesterday. This one's going to be a long one because it's a double album and we have three people on this podcast.
Your trivia, you know, what is the first solo Beatles hit? It's Yesterday. Paul is the only person who was on that recording at all.
Really?
It's an orchestra. It's him, you know, guitar and his voice. That's it.
Wow.
I heard a radio interview with him. It wasn't Yesterday. It was,
Scrambled
Eggs. Don't want to find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. He had to tell George Harrison he couldn't play on that song. George wanted to do something.
Just let it be.
All right, let's go to side three. Help! And that's the name of the song.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't really help you there.
Help! And then You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Interesting, starts with hey! So hey, you've got help, you've followed by hey.
You've got to hide your love away. Okay.
Hey!
Then we get into... actually, I would put these on two different tracks. I may have actually mislabeled them. Okay. You Got to Hide Away is followed by We Can Work It Out, which is not a weekend workout. Day Tripper comes after that. Drive My Car. And then finally, one of my favorites to karaoke, Norwegian Wood. Parenthetically, This Bird Has Flown.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, please. Go ahead.
Side four. Nowhere, Man. Followed by Michelle.
What a boob.
Someday Monkeys Play Piano Song. That's the French part. In My Life, followed by Girl, then Paperback Writer, Eleanor Rigby, and the final song. Any guesses?
Let's see. We're in that era.
Takes place in the town where I was born.
Oh, Yellow Submarine is on that one, huh?
Yes. Thank you. We were just playing Jeopardy, so I have to give clues.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and by the way, this release was released on vinyl, 12-inch, reel-to-reel, mono, reel-to-reel, stereo and mono, 8-track tape, cassette tape, CD in 1987, CD remastered in 2009, digital download remastered again in 2009, vinyl reissue of the 1963 vinyl, and a vinyl reissue of the original mono mix on 180-gram vinyl.
Oddly enough, this vinyl came out in 1973. So they waited until they were broken up to get more money.
Right. Well, I mean, that's...
Different printing?
In order for you to have the complete work, you have to say, yeah, they're not doing anymore. So here you go.
Now,
you find that almost every year around Christmas time, there's another rejiggering of some Beatles thing that you have to buy because you're a completist.
Super double secret HD.
I'm not that much of a completist. But I did notice there's a price tag on here.
I'm a completist in the sense that I want a complete just a version of it. I don't need it in every different format.
So let's see. This is the double. Right. Well, are we talking about two or four records for this price tag? Is it
two? This is just the double album set.
So would that? I don't know.
I don't know if this is an original because the sticker is marked half price books. So I think this came from a used bookstore.
Oh, a used bookstore. So it's probably pretty cheap.
It's probably pretty cheap. It says our price $20, which ain't bad for vinyl, especially these days. So I'm thinking this was a while ago.
I mean, yeah, but there was a point where you could have picked that up in a store, a used record store, for probably like $6.
Yep.
You know, but so, yeah. I guess
vinyl commands a premium again.
Well, I'm going to dig out my records then and get those on eBay.
That's your retirement fund right there.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, any more comments about the Beatles in this era?
There were four of them.
Well, were there? In that? Well, I guess, yeah, by the time they were recording, you know, Pete was no longer...
There's a fifth one.
Well, there's always that fifth Beatle. The fifth Beatle is George Martin. The fifth Beatle is Billy Preston. The fifth Beatle, you know, so there's plenty of fifth Beatles out there.
Wesley Crusher.
Yep. No, never Wesley Crusher. No.
Sean the Picard?
Yeah, maybe, because I hear the Beatles want to be on the Picard series. So, but that's for the topic of Trek, so never mind.
The remaining Beatles, even the dead ones.
Even the dead ones.
Even the dead. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been fun. We should do this more often. But
we do. We do it far too often.
Tomorrow night we'll do a four. We'll get somebody else in here.
We'll get Crazy Joe. Then we'll get Jay Langenjens, and he can do some Beatles voices or something.
And he'll tell two friends, and he'll tell two friends.
We'll have the whole Dog Days collection on one podcast. Collect them all. Save today.
Trade them with your friends? I don't know.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
To yourself and go, hey, I know this guy. There you go.
Right.
All right. Until next time, we all wish you don't put on the red shirt. No.
No, stop that. That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In that case, let me kill the music so I can... And you know you should. We should be singing something else on the way out. But all right. Take that outro music. Bye, everybody.